听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语，这里是 Youth English. And today Rose and Brian are going to talk about some table etiquette.
That's right. This is going to be so fun. I love to talk about the differences in table etiquette because it sometimes shocks people to know the difference in what's acceptable and not acceptable in the United States. So first, for this show, we are going to talk about American table etiquette.
Yeah, and just a little forecast, tomorrow we will be talking about the Chinese table etiquette.
Yes, and I think this is important because, especially if you're listening to the radio show, you're going to be either a foreigner or Chinese, of course, right? And so if you're foreign, of course, now what you didn't know, you'll be able to know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Chinese, you will definitely know how to behave or how to conduct yourself if you decide to have friends over or if you go to their house for dinner here.
Yeah, and I'll have my son listen to these two shows. So first things first, today we're going to talk about American table etiquette, right?
Yes, yes. And of course, you know, your first question is a quiz question, right?
Okay, but hold on that quiz a little bit. Just a second. Etiquette 是什么意思呢？就是我们所说的礼仪。所以今天和明天的两期节目呢，我们要一起来聊一聊餐桌上的礼仪。今天呢，我们说一说西方，尤其是美国这个餐桌上的礼仪。明天的节目当中呢，我们会和Rose 一位外国朋友一起来聊一聊中国餐桌上的礼仪。大家还别觉得您都知道，也许还就有惊喜。But today, first thing is a quiz, as always.
Yes, of course. So, Brian, your first question is, what is the first thing you do within the first 30 seconds of sitting down at an American dining table, at a restaurant or a home?
Setting up your napkin?
Yeah! Oh. But where do you put it?
I think you can put it on your lap.
Oh my God, you get 100%. I'm so shocked.
Ooh, that was close.
Yeah, he said that was close. No, you put it on your forehead. I mean, where else does a napkin go, right?
Yeah,
so the first thing you should do when sitting down at a restaurant, this is for business meetings.
Mm.
This goes for restaurant eating if you're with your family. This goes for if you are invited over to someone's house for dinner. This is the same. Okay, you always put your napkin gently on your lap.
So this is like the general rule for any official occasion.
Exactly.
西餐的礼仪啊，可能很多朋友也都学过不少，有些朋友也都知道不少。那第一项是什么呢？放自己的餐巾 ，napkin 啊，就是餐巾，放在哪儿呢？放在大腿上。咱们现在有些朋友习惯，比如放在盘子底下啊，其实非正式场合怎么样都行，正式的场合呢，把餐巾放在自己的大腿面上，这是西餐当中的第一步。But of course, if you're only enjoying a family meal at home, do whatever you want to do that your parents allow.
Well, if you're eating ribs, sure, but barbecue ribs. But
right.
If you are, a normal person, then you should do this. Well,
so I got a full mark for my first quiz question.
Yes, for your first quiz question. Okay, so your next quiz question is, once you're seated, where do your elbows and your hands go? And no, your elbows do not go in somebody else's face.
No, make sure of that.
Yes.
I think you just put them down here. You don't put them on the table.
What's down here?
Put them on the side of your body.
Exactly. So your elbows just, I mean, you don't have to like dance, you know, and just put them anywhere but the table, but they do not go on the table. Your elbows do not go on the table. This is considered very bad table etiquette. Again, this is at any formal occasion, whether it's formal or informal. If you're at someone's house, you just don't put your elbows on the table. To be honest, if you're watching American movies, of course, they have this signature move where, you know, someone's sitting at the table, the grandfather, and they, you know, fold their hands under their chin and their elbows are on the table. This is a little bit more serious. Nobody's eating this type of thing. But if you are eating, elbows off the table, especially, please, the ladies. Left hand, it depends if you're left hand or your right hand, okay? If you're right-handed, your left hand goes on your lap. Unless you are cutting your meat. Basically, if you forget everything, just keep your hands on your lap unless you're eating with your one hand. This is a general rule. Okay, so your elbows, they do not go on the table. Your left hand goes on your lap or whichever one to eat. Of course, we never are supposed to chew with our mouths full.
Yeah, that's one apparent rule. Before that one, about your arms. 胳膊 这个我听着我都有点头疼啊，吃西餐好麻烦呀。但是这是一个正式的西餐场合的礼仪啊。我们刚才说了，放好自己的餐巾，那手在吃东西的时候应该怎么样呢？千万不要把胳膊肘、把胳膊放在餐桌上。那如果你是右手来拿东西的这个人呢，就把左手放在大腿上，那右手来吃。除非你要切东西又需要两个手的话，那如果是左手用习惯左手的朋友，那当然就是相反。当然再强调一次，这是所谓的正式西餐的礼仪啊，不要说的这个只要去吃饭就一定要遵照这个执行，那也太累了。另外呢，我们说到了不要在自己嘴里吃满东西的时候说话。其实这一点啊，我觉得在是中国的餐桌礼仪上呢，应该也算是一条不成文的规定吧，因为这样会觉得很不礼貌，对吧？ That's actually what I learned when I first went to the US, when I was 16 years old. Fortunately, I had this good habit, and they were surprised. You know, I wouldn't do that, you know, talking with my mouth full, but that's what I was used to.Even before I went to the States.
Of course, I think it's because this is a difference between Chinese and American at table etiquette. And of course, people say, oh my God, they're so rude. They chew with their mouth open. But if you're in America, yes, it's rude. But if you're not in America, you really have to consider what the table etiquette is like in that country.
That's why we're going to talk about the totally different Chinese table etiquettes tomorrow.
Exactly. So, of course, we don't chew with our mouth full. Right, Brian?
I do.
You probably do. All right, so let's go to another one, which is, but this is a very big thing in table etiquette, so be careful if you're at visiting the United States, and of course, again, you're invited somewhere for dinner, okay? So let's say that you need something from the table and it's a little bit far. Okay, it's a little bit far, and it's okay, you can stand up and reach it easily. Do not do that, okay? If you're at a table...And something is closer to someone else. Even if you don't know their name, you don't say, excuse me, lady. You say, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Or if you don't know if it's a man or a woman, like...
excuse me, you.
No. No, you just say...
That's rude.
Okay, let's say it's bread.And you would like the bread, and it's closer to someone else. You would say, excuse me, can you please pass the bread? Okay? And that person will give it to you. They will either pass it around the table, or they will give it directly to you across the table. But you should never reach your hands across the table.
Yeah, so next time, really, please ask politely, may I, or excuse me,Could you pass me the entire plate of turkey?
Yeah, exactly, right?
哎，这个也是中西餐当中不一样的一点啊。你比如说，咱们中国人吃饭比较讲究热闹啊，如果有什么够不着的，站起来够。在西餐当中呢，正式的西餐场合，这个是被认为非常不礼貌的行为。其实这个也不光是正式的场合啊，只要是在西方国家吃饭，基本上都不会出现这种情况，站起来去够东西。而应该怎么做呢？询问离那样东西比较近的人，不管你是要盐啊，要某样东西都好。那你好，能不能把那样东西递给我 ？So excuse me, sir, or excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, miss.
Right?
Can you pass the something that you need? Can you pass me the salt or anything else? So that's the thing to do. And I think this is quite important because either.Under formal or informal circumstances, I didn't or I never saw anyone in Western countries standing up for food.
Never. No. And those are the two other rules is one, if you're eating, never stand up and eat. Now, before I go on, I do want to say another thing about passing the food. Okay. So...let's say that someone says to you, oh, Brian, can you pass me the bread?
No, it's all mine.
And I'm sitting right next to you, and so you would have to pass it to me, to pass it to someone else, to pass it to the person who asked for it, right? If you're passing it to me first and I want bread, I do not reach into the bread bowl and get the bread. I pass it to the person who asked first, let them take their bread, and then pass it back. This is a general rule.
Very complicated.
It's not. It's basically at the dinner table, you're supposed to treat other people like others before yourself, right? So if you remember this, these are easy rules. Hands on your lap and others before yourself. These are easy ways to remember how to pass food, how to ask for food, stuff like this.
Yeah, and to be honest, I like these rules. The reason I like them is not because they're making eating more difficult. It's because it's all about considering others. And this
exactly.
is what I think that are good etiquettes in general, not only on the table. But, of course, because we're talking about table etiquette, so keep that in mind. If you need something, ask someone to pass it to you. If you also want that thing and that plate is going on your way, don't take it, all right? Just let it go to the person that asked for it first, and when it returns, take it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Okay, so let's go to the next one.
Sure.
Okay. So the next one is, of course, unless you're eating finger food, always use a utensil. So a utensil is basically, it's easy, the easy way for saying fork, knife, spoon, or anything you eat.
Or chopsticks.
Or chopsticks. So the easy way for saying all of those things are utensils. So instead of saying, can I have a fork, a knife, and a spoon, you can say, may I have utensils, please?
Mm-hmm.
They will give you all of them.
Utensil 是什么意思？器具、器皿。所以呢，不管是我们用的刀、叉、勺、筷子，都可以叫做 utensils。那如果你去西餐厅的话，如果发现啊，一般不会出现这种情况，或者说你需要新的刀叉勺这些，你可以问 May I have new utensils？ 啊，我能来一副新的餐具吗？都可以。当然，除非是用手，真的是需要用手拿着吃的啊，一定要用器具，无论是刀叉还是勺。但一般西餐当中，尤其是正式的西餐当中，不会出现筷子了，所以刀叉就成为了主要的器具。学会怎么使用它们。In a final way, let me ask, what are finger foods?
Finger foods are...
Steaks?
No. Very funny. Finger foods are anything you don't need, so like chicken wings, or pizza, or something like this. This is food you eat just with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, but even as a lady, as a woman, let's say I go out to eat and I'm eating chicken wings or I'm eating anything that is finger food, I still use a fork.
Mm.
And it might look weird, but... As a lady, I'm not going to stuff food into my mouth in public, you know, like, even if it's like a chicken wing and it looks so delicious, I will prefer to use, like, maybe my left hand to hold it, and then maybe my fork, but I'm not going to just stuff it into my mouth. It's just, for me, it's not ladylike.
I'm not surprised at all. You know, my wife would even do that here in China.
Yeah, see, yeah, she knows.
All right.
All right, so let's go to the next one. Of course, please, dear God, for everybody's sake, don't pick your teeth or your nose at the table. Don't pick anything at the table.
Yeah.
Don't pick scars on your face. Don't pick anything. Scars on your hands, your fingers.
Definitely don't
you get
pick
the
your
point?
Feet.
Ew, gross!
哎，这个也是需要注意的一点啊，在餐桌上剔牙。或者是挖鼻子，这些都是非常非常不礼貌的。这个在中国的餐桌上，至少剔牙是没有任何的关系的，对不对？但是在西餐当中呢，不要在餐桌上这样去做啊，这是一种不礼貌的行为。But if you're in the Chinese restaurant, I'll piss as much teeth as you like.
I know, yeah. See, this is the difference. And I actually had to get really used to it here because there are some things that I just looked at and I was like, oh my God, you know, and it's not rude. It's just a different way of doing things.
Yep.
So two things I should remind you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, do not burp or belch at the table.
Yeah, or do it silently.
No, absolutely not. Not an American table etiquette. Actually, a lot of children get into trouble, serious trouble, if they burp or belch at the table.
Mm.
The difference between a burp and a belch is that a burp is smaller, and just like a really quick burp.
Mm.
A belch is something really big, really loud, and it's disgusting.
Burr.
Yeah, gross! Yucky!
But what if you're going to burp?
Then you, no, actually, there's a way to do it where you, in America, you sort of put a fist up to your mouth and you hold it and you sort of do it inside of your mouth without anybody hearing. You can do that.
Yeah, do it silently.
Yeah, but whatever. Or you can go to the, like if it's, you really need to do it, go into, like, the bathroom. But it's especially like
really serious.
Yeah, well, seriously, like it's gross, especially for beer drinkers. It's disgusting.
I can picture that.
Yeah, especially like Super Bowl guys, gross. And the other rule, other than don't pick anything, is never reach into someone else's plate with your fork or your spoon.
Or your fingers.
Or your fingers. So never say, ooh, that looks delicious. Can I have some? And then just put your fork in their plate. That is, this is just, to me, it's disgusting anyways, but it is a general rule of American table etiquette. And what you're supposed to do is let them put a little bit on a different clean plate for you and hand it to you.
第一个, 不要打嗝, 好像听起来也很奇怪, 那要打嗝怎么办呢? 用手捂住嘴, 啊, 默默地去把这个气打出来就好了, 千万不要出声, 这一点在西餐桌上也是非常重要的。 另外呢, 其实在中国的餐桌上也会出现, 啊, 哎, 你那看着挺好吃, 给我来点呗, 也没有问题, 但是呢, 如果你想这样做的话, 问对方, 啊, 你能不能给我匀一点, 啊, 我呢, 也想尝一尝, 看着挺好吃, 没有问题, 他可以把这个食物放在一个盘子上, 递给你, 是没有问题的, 不要用自己的这个, 我们刚才说的啊, utensils, 不要用自己的刀叉去别人的盘子里去拿吃的, 这样是很不礼貌的。
Okay, so now that we've got that down, let's go to the next, okay?
Sure.
Another thing is, Brian, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Okay. Have you ever been on a table or in a restaurant anywhere where you got served food and it was absolutely disgusting?
Actually, no. Because I'm not that picky about food. I'm not a really a hard foodie.
What about in America?
No, because the restaurants that we went to in the United States were like... not really famous ones, but pretty decent ones. So I never encountered that yet. But what if I did?
Excuse me, my whole point for asking is because when you, let's say you go somewhere to someone's house, or you go to a special restaurant and you taste something and they're like, oh, this is my famous, you know, famous tarte carré. And you're like, oh, this looks delicious. And then you put a bite into your mouth and it makes you want to vomit.
Then vomit away.
Brian, just be quiet. Let me do this show by myself. You never, ever say anything negative about the food. So basically, you would not, if even if it's disgusting and you don't like it and you really can't stand to swallow it, you would secretly, like, get a napkin and put it up to your mouth and maybe spit a little bit into your, but just put it down to the side. You would never, like, say, oh, God, and make a really funny face and squint your nose and pretend like you're vomiting on the table. Like, don't make any of those pretend sounds like you probably would, Brian.
No, I wouldn't.
You just politely say, thank you, it's good, it's wonderful. Have some water, do what you need to do to relieve yourself from the disgusting taste, but never comment on the food.
Or you can sue the restaurant.
Whatever.
Yeah, but if you're going to a friend's place to eat, please don't do that, you know. 即使是遇到了非常难吃的食物, 当然我们说是去比如说人家家里做客, 啊, 或者是比如说在这种, 正式的场合去吃饭, 如果吃到了什么真的不好吃的东西, 也不要去抱怨, 哎呀, 这东西怎么这么难吃啊, 也不要做鬼脸啊, 等等等等, 当然, 如果是比如说家庭聚会, 去餐馆吃饭, 上了一道真的特别难吃的菜, 去找餐馆理论, 这是没有任何问题的, 啊, 尤其是去朋友家做客, 朋友的妻子做了一桌丰盛的菜肴, 啊, 你尝尝这个, 这个可好吃了, 一吃到嘴里, 啊, 噗, 啊, 怎么这么难吃, 这是一件非常非常非常不礼貌的事情, please don't do it.
Right, exactly, please just don't, okay? Another thing about sitting at the table to eat in American culture is that when you sit down to eat, you're eating, right? Or if you need to get up to use the bathroom, you say, may I please excuse myself? So you ask to actually be excused from the table before you get up and leave.
所以说如果要去比如洗手间或者有什么事要出去要打电话等等都要问啊, excuse me, can you excuse me, 等等等等, 啊, 这样呢离席, 不要一声不吭就走, otherwise they would wonder, you know, if you're angry about something or if you're upset about something or if you just left without paying.
Yeah. Duh. If you left without paying. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Mm.
When you, Brian, are in, you're in China, of course, we both are, but when you are at, maybe let's say you go to a formal dinner, or you go to someone's house and it's formal or it's informal, and everybody's eating together at the table, when do you start eating?
When do I start eating?
Yes, as the guest.
When I'm hungry.
For all our viewers, please do not listen to Brian.
Yeah, ignore that part.
Rosalie is the expert. Thank you very much.
But I think this goes the same, actually, in Chinese etiquette. Always, well, maybe slightly different. You know, in Chinese table etiquette, it would ask the more senior people to go ahead first.
Yeah, so actually there is... there are a few general rules for this, but it's a little easier. One is wait for the host to start. You can wait for the host to invite you or somebody else to start.
Mm-hmm.
Or normally, a very special guest or someone who's specially invited, they're sitting to the right of the host, and they normally start first. But it's okay. Like if you're at someone's house, and you're at your parents' house, the parents' mom and dad would say, go ahead and start eating, and you say, okay, great, and it's okay if you're the first one. It's no problem. If you're at a restaurant, it's only polite to wait until after everybody has received their food, and then you can start eating.
Mm.
In a, well, in my family home, actually, we waited until my mom had served everybody dinner before we started eating. But, you know, in American families, sometimes they're not as, you know, formal, but we were a little bit. And at a very formal occasion or a gathering, you would wait, of course, until everybody has been served, of course, again, and then you would start eating.
Yeah, and this is, once again, where Western etiquettes are getting more complicated because of its traditions. In Chinese etiquettes, it's a lot simpler because of a certain thing, and we will talk about that tomorrow. But yeah, 这个如果在西餐厅或者是去别人家吃饭的时候啊, 一般都会等, 如果是去人家请客的话, 等主人先说, 都菜都齐了, 大家开餐吧。 那如果在餐厅的话呢, 等大家的菜都上了, 因为大家都知道, 在西餐当中是 每个人点自己的一份, 尽量等每个人的菜, 菜都上来以后, 啊, 每个人要的东西都上来以后, 再开始用餐。 Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, well, God, there's so many things. There's so many things that we don't have to. Come on, I want to teach them as much as I can.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of things about American table etiquette, but these are the most important.
Mm.
And, of course, what's the thing you should do after you've eaten? Okay, come on, we only have a minute left. Let's go. You said pay the bill. What if you're at someone's house? You don't pay them. Okay.
Of course, say thank you.
Of course, exactly. You say thank you for dinner. Exactly. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Make sure you do not leave any bones all over the table. In America, we don't spit bones and put them on the side of the table or spit them out with our mouth. We actually just politely take them out of our mouth and place them on a plate. Another one important thing is when you're eating, do not lean over like a dog and eat into your bowl.
Why like a dog?
Well, okay.
Dogs
so
lean over?
Well, sort of. They lean over their bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wouldn't say it was normal. I shouldn't say it's like a dog. I shouldn't say it like that. It's more of an American Western way of saying things.
Mm.
But what you're supposed to do when you're eating in America is you're supposed to bring your food to you.
Mm.
You're not supposed to go to your food.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't bend over your food. And it's okay, but, you know, if you're a child or whatever,
right.
But it's okay.
所以说呢, 其实大面上就是这些, 但其实细节还有很多。 But for the details, I think even different parts of the United States would regard these details differently. So if you're going...
Sometimes, but some of the details are different. Yeah, you're right, but...
No, these general rules are the same.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was talking about other details.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to a specific place, then try to blend in for these details. And tomorrow, don't forget, we will be, or I will be, quizzing Rose for our Chinese table.
No!
Fight back. See you on that happy tomorrow.
Okay, no, goodbye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。 接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读出精彩。774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
广播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am